This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. Immunizations and booster shots are not just for kids. Many of us already get our annual flu shot from the local pharmacy, but what other immunizations and vaccinations should we be talking about as adults? And how can community pharmacists help? Dean Miller, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association, is here to answer those questions and also to take your calls about anything related to pharmacy and pharmacists. The numbers, before we get to Dean, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. Hi, Dean. Welcome.
Hi, Libby.
Okay, so immunizations and booster shots, that's something that's very easy to forget about.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? I think what happened in December, which is actually a pretty big change for the general public, is that the government has now opened up immunizations and some of the boosters and whatnot to be accessible through your local pharmacy, which is a big, big change. I mean, as everybody knows, you used to have to go to the doctor for the majority of those things. And a few years ago, we all started to get used to getting our flu shots from the pharmacist. So now it's much bigger, and there's more availability of different vaccines through your pharmacy.
So what are some of the vaccines, and what are some of the vaccines that we have to think about getting booster shots? You know, when I thought back to it, I think, oh, gee, I remember getting a lot of these things before we went to Brazil in the year 2000. That means I probably need some boosters.
Well, yeah, for sure. And you know, your typical stuff when you get, you know, when you're a kid, and, you know, tetanus shots and measles, mumps and rubella and all that, that still sits with your physician. But you know, it's stuff like, you know, for instance, for chickenpox or for, you know, we've talked, and there's been a lot of information out there lately about human papillomavirus and kids getting it. And, you know, the government, you know, changed the rules, and, you know, girls, you know, in grade 7 got it and above. And, you know, just a lot of those protective things, and as you call them, like booster shots and whatnot, are available now from some pharmacists. And I'm going to say some pharmacists for now. And it'll be, I think, sort of like flu, where it's going to start to get more widespread as we go, because it's a brand new thing.
Okay. So, again, which specific shots can you get at the pharmacy?
Well, of course, I mean, we've now had flu shots in pharmacy now for a few years. And, of course, the majority, you know, over 90% of the pharmacists now in the province have taken training to be able to administer flu shots. So that one's sort of, we're all used to that. We all know that, you know, most pharmacies give that now. But then some of the new ones are for shingles, for instance. That's you know, it's always been one that you know, people know they have to get, and certainly people over 50 should really think about shingles.
And it's you know, it's paid for by the government, but only if you're between 65 and 70.
Yeah.
And the other interesting thing about it being available in the pharmacy is that I remember like that particular vaccine, you don't have a lot of time. From the time you take it out of the fridge to the time it's injected. So that removes a whole layer of difficulty.
Yeah.
Because I think it used to be that you had to pick it up from the pharmacy and then take it to the doctor, and the doctor would inject
it. Right. And you know, some of those, I mean, a few short years ago, it had to be kept frozen, and I'm speaking like deep freeze frozen. So, you know, minus 18 or whatever it is. Now, things have changed a little bit, but the new regulations, for instance, just focusing on shingles, allows, you still need a prescription from your doctor. So, I mean, if you have a doctor, you're over 50, you know, they can even phone it into the pharmacy, but the pharmacist can now give it. So you don't have to do that very irritating, go to the doctor, go to the pharmacy and get the medication, go back to the doctor and wait again. And sometimes that takes weeks. Now you can just, you know, get in touch with the doctor. You'll get a prescription, take it to the pharmacy, and then the pharmacist can administer the vaccination. So it saves it's a big time saver as well. So.
Exactly. What are some of the other immunizations?
Yeah, so, you know, especially for the female population, and actually it's started to, get much more uptake with males. I mean, Gardasil or Cerevax, which is human papilloma virus. That's another incredibly popular one. I think shingles would probably be the one most commonly known. That would probably be the second most commonly known. But there's other things as well, you know, like travel vaccines, like Japanese encephalitis and meningeal cockle vaccines. Hepatitis is another one. So these are all ones that are quite commonly given, especially if you're traveling. You know, so you know, a new phenomena that sort of started out there is a lot of pharmacists specializing in travel vaccines. And, you know, if you're going to a foreign country, especially like a third world country, there's a lot of different vaccines that you might need to get. So the pharmacists, some pharmacists out there will be able to advise you quite easily on what you can, what you should be taking you should be taking it.
Let me see if I can. So if you're going to a third world country, you should get the hepatitis.
Yeah, I mean, they all vary. I mean, there's a great – I mean, the Health Canada website is great to advise you about what you should and shouldn't take. And there's a lot of variation between countries. But for sure, hepatitis is one that's almost widespread, you know, just because of, the water quality and that sort of thing. So hepatitis is a very, very common one, especially for travel.
Right. And then there's that oral vaccine, the Dukoral against E. coli.
Yeah, that's one that's it's interesting because that's been around for a long time and a lot of people don't even know about it. It's quite expensive. You know, usually if your drug coverage doesn't cover it, it's over $100. But I tell you, what a great drug for traveler's diarrhea, and you know, if you ever go someplace where the water's tainted. Boy, that drug is amazing. It's called Dukoral, as you said, and it really does prevent traveler's diarrhea better than anything I've ever seen.
Well, if you go on a big holiday somewhere far and you get that, it's going to cost you more than $100 and wreck your holiday.
Wreck your holiday is the key.
Because
it could cost you a lot more than $100 in traveling to a foreign country and not having any fun at all.
So. Okay, well, let's take one call before we go to break. We've got Frank in Downsview. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Libby. Listen, I'm over 80, and when I go to the doctor for my shots, I got all the shots when I go out of the country. But certain shots are not available once you're over 80.
Yeah, I mean there is some of them, Frank, like that, you know, you have to take some special precautions with, and I think that's maybe what they're talking about, especially some of the ones like I mentioned, something as rare as Japanese encephalitis and things. I mean, it does have a big side effect profile, some of these, and makes you feel like you almost have the flu. So a lot of times in seniors that are, you know, over 80, you know, they use it with an extra degree of caution.
Well,
was there other specific ones that you were concerned about?
Well, yeah, there is. I have all the shots, like they call them, what, travelers?
Yeah. There's a whole series of them, especially stuff like hepatitis.
Yeah. I got all that, and I wonder if there's something else that I should have. I mean, I'm very careful.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just came back from Mexico, and you have to be careful with the way, you know, the food is served there.
Yeah. Well, that drug we were just talking about, Dukoral, is, I mean, Mexico's a perfect example of a country where, you know, sometimes the water's a little bit questionable or the sanitary facilities are a little bit questionable, and that's a perfect example. That one, by the way, I mean, no problem over 80. That's not an injectable. That is something that you mix up in a little bit of fluid and you just drink it.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. But if you're going to Mexico or you travel to some of those countries fairly regularly, I would talk to your pharmacist and make arrangements to get it. But it's
great.
Do
I have to have
wonderful.
A doctor's prescription for that?
You don't necessarily need a doctor's prescription to get it, but if you have third-party drug coverage, if you get a doctor's prescription, you'll get it covered.
Okay, so what's the name again?
Dukoral.
Yeah. And
Dukoral?
Yeah, so Dukoral.
Uh-huh, Dukoral. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
And glad to hear that he's traveling all around the world, over 80. Good Zoomer, good example.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. I am here with our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association, Dean Miller, and we're going to get right to your calls. We've got Pat in St. Catharines. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hi. I had a question for the pharmacist with respect to the flu vaccine.
Go ahead.
On AM 740, they had advertised that there was a special flu vaccine for seniors. Nobody in the St. Catharines area, my doctor never heard about it, nobody had it.
Yeah, Pat, I think what they're talking about is this year's release of flu vaccine. There was two kinds. One was what they call a trivalent vaccine and one was called a quadrivalent vaccine. And I think what they're talking about is the quadrivalent vaccine.
The high dose vaccine.
Yes.
Because...
not available here. And my doctor didn't even know about it.
Yeah. You know, what ended up happening, and, you know, this happens almost every year, and I'm not blaming anybody, but you know, they try and predict what kind of quantities of each one of the vaccines will be available. And what they do is they ship them out to the various distributors to get them out to pharmacies. And, you know, they just try and take a guess at you know, what kind of quantities they're going to use.
Toronto would have it available where St.
Well, you know what? I don't think that's true, Pat. I think it's sort of hit and miss. And you know, depending on what distributor has it on any given day and what kind of order that the pharmacy places. I think for next year, because we're almost through full flu season this year, as far as the vaccinations go, I think, you know, go see your pharmacist early. Say, you know, you're a senior, you know, you want, as Libby said, the high dose or the quadrivalent vaccine and just check the availability of it. And, you know, odds are starting early enough, you'll have some availability. But, you know, it's a good point you bring up because there is still an opportunity for people to get the flu vaccine this year, 2017.
Yeah, you don't want to get the flu. And you know, I have to point out that it shows how effective the education campaign was because it was a little bit ahead of the actual availability of the vaccine.
It was,
but
it was advertised extensively
on
AM 740.
Well,
and it so annoyed me because I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Well,
no one heard about it. And the ad came on, you know, numerous times.
Yeah.
But no.
Well, we run the ads. We don't stock the vaccine. But the issue I think to take away is that now we know that the flu vaccine is less effective in older people, and that there is another option. Hopefully, it'll be more available.
I have lymphoma, so that's why I was interested because my immune system is compromised and.
Yeah. Pat, you might one other suggestion is you might want to, I don't know when the last time you checked is, but the demand for the vaccine has really dropped in the last couple of weeks. So you might want to just go in and check with your pharmacist now.
I already had a flu shot.
Oh, you already had a flu shot. Oh,
I got the normal one.
Okay,
well, hopefully.
Because no one heard about it. No one knew anything about it.
Yeah, well, there was a lot less availability of that one compared to the other one.
Okay, Pat. Well, we hope that for next year it'll be better in St. Catharines.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
And let's go to James in Toronto. Hi, James.
Hello, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the pharmacist just a few questions. First question is, I had shingles, internal shingles on my right foot. It leaves me a bit wobbly walking now.
Okay.
And I was wondering if it's too late for me to get the vaccine.
Well, you know what? It can come back. So I assume it's cleared up now, James?
Well, I have to laugh because the only pain I have pain is my ankle. I had it mostly on my ankles and just below my knees.
Yeah.
All right? And for almost a year, I was walking with a cane.
Yeah.
All right? But I keep asking my doctor, and he keep telling me he doesn't give it once people get it. So my question is it too late for me to get it?
Well, it's never too late to get it. I mean, it can come back, and it can come back numerous times. I mean, once the only sort of precondition is the fact that you had chickenpox when you were young, and
yes,
now
I
it's
did.
Coming back in another form. And so, you know, I mean, you know, I don't want to second guess your doctor, but, you know, it might be worth getting another opinion to say, hey, you know what, especially, I mean, shingles is so painful. You don't want to, I mean, you don't want to get that. Yeah. Yeah. And remember, I mean, now sometimes it's just if you can get the prescription from your doctor, you can just go down to the pharmacist and the pharmacist can give you the injection. So.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, James.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. We've got Tracy in Clear Creek. Hi, Tracy.
Hi. I'd like to comment on the importance of actually getting the shingles vaccine. It's great. People need to be educated about it. And the reason I think it's important, I'm 55 years old, and I have shingles on my face.
Oh, dear.
Face.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I've had this. It came 2 years ago, a severe attack, very debilitating. And actually, you wouldn't have recognized me to see me, but it causes severe pain, imbalance in the ear, dizziness. The initial attack lasted quite some time, and I do believe, and people do not understand this, but I do believe it was contributed to my weakened immune system. I have been exposed to infrasound, great measures of infrasound emitted from industrial wind turbines that were built around my home. I no longer can live there, but should I have known... you know, my mom had said to me at the time, why didn't you have the shingles shot? You know, I was in my early 50s. And I said, I didn't know there was one. And now having the shingles, I would definitely have gotten it. And I asked my doctor about it. I said, gee, you know, I go to the doctor regularly, have my physicals. I said, why was that not mentioned? And she said, we don't recommend this until you were 60 years old. But I find... in this day and age, there are more and more people who are younger in their 50s getting the shingles. And I'm just, I think, one of these unfortunate ones that will have it for quite some time. It does go away, but I think that stress brings it on again,
yep.
You know. And I'm living with a bad time right now. But if I could, you know, have the opportunity to go back and have that vaccine, I would definitely pay for it and go for it. And I recommend it highly.
Okay, well, you know what, Tracy, you should ask your doctor if when you clear up, maybe you should have the vaccine, even though you've already had shingles.
Yeah, and I did, and yes, but my problem is it doesn't clear right up. Like, I still get the sores that come on, you know, and the pain.
Yeah, it could be because of your compromised immune system as well. But you bring up a good point because the recommended age has certainly changed. So your doctor is right. Even a few years ago, it was, you know, 60 or more. And now it's 50 or more. So
Tracy, thank you so much for sharing
your
story. And, you know, I'm sure people are listening. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got Joan in North York. Hello, Joan.
Yes. I just wanted to comment as well. I went to a Shoppers Drug Mart in North York as quickly as I heard it was out, at the flu shot, and I am a senior, and I had it. And then they just had the one, and I went to my doctor, and I called about 2 months after, and I said, which one did I get? And they said, there's only one. There isn't one for seniors.
Well, there is.
I thought Shoppers Drug Mart, a pretty big pharmacy in I would think in the greater Toronto area. how do you find out, like, and I had the flu, I hate to say, for about all over the end of November and all of December, I was really sick. So I'm just wondering if there's going to be a, they're hoping to get another stronger strain for seniors again. How do you find out, or do you just have to go to your doctor?
Well, you know, the funny thing about flu is it changes every year. So what happens, and, you know, we live in the Northern Hemisphere, so we get a lot of our information from our friends in Australia and New Zealand who get it. They get their flu season starting in about April and May, and we get ours starting in about October and November. So, you know, we scientists predict every year what the flu season is going to be like, and so it changes every single year. But, you know, most pharmacies, I mean, we get a lot of information about what kind of flu vaccine's coming out this year, and we usually start getting that around the end of September. So that's a good time to check, you know, around the end of September, you know, what's the flu season going to be like as far as availability of product and vaccine. So that's a good sort of start point around that last week of September every year.
And yeah, and I think Joan is referring again to the high dose vaccine, and
right.
And it should be more available next time.
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's just like, you know, they get better with it every year. And
yeah.
I think this is sort of the first year that quadrivalent vaccine has been available. So I'm sure that next year we'll see it, you know, grow and grow.
Yeah.
I guess my question was, why wouldn't the pharmacist know? And this is at Fairview Mall. Like, that's a big mall, busy place. I don't understand lack of knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as pharmacy, I mean, we get a lot. I'm here today representing the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We send out a bunch of information. So, I mean, I can't speak for the individual pharmacist, but, you know, as pharmacists in general, you know, we get a lot of information about flu every year, and the program gets better every year. So I would suggest that, you know, you might have just hit.
And
maybe a bad one.
Joan, you know, for regular listeners to our program, we have pharmacists on every week, and they are extremely knowledgeable. And I would say it's like any other professional, your doctor or your dentist or anyone, that, you know, shop around and make sure that you have the right person. And if you don't get an answer, or you get an answer that you know is wrong, then maybe you should be seeing someone else. It's just like with everything else.
Okay, well, thank you. So basically for next year, I've got, maybe even go on the internet. I mean,
yeah. Well, don't believe everything there, but go to your pharmacy at the end of September, and they should be able to educate you on what the flu season is going to be like.
Okay, thanks for your call, because we are out of time. And thank you to Dean Miller, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.